Mesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Yud, three lines at the top of Daf Yud Amud Aleph, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, how Rameya stated, Yesh Lila Baal Din, La Shivcha V'lei Melcha, and as Rashi explained, is a Rasha or Ivy Kechavim could ask you the following question regarding the mitzvah of tzedakah, and Rabbeinu Geshem says that the Yetzer Hara will come to a person and tell him this in order to make sure that he doesn't give tzedakah. And what is the taina that Imele Kechem Oyev Animu, if it's really true, as the Torah states, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Anim, Mipri Ma'in Mifan. So why is it that he didn't give them panasa and he didn't provide for them? And Emeloi, and you should respond to him, Kadesh Nitzel Anu Behem Medina Shel Gehenim, that through giving tzedakah to them and being mefarnes them, that we should have sechusim, and therefore we should be saved from the din of Gehenim. V'zu Sheila Shal Tunis Rufus HaRasha as Rabbi Kiva, and this is one of the many Shailas that Tunis Rufus HaRasha asked Rabbi Kiva, Emelekechem Oivaniemu, Mepay Ma'enu Mefantam, and Emeloi, and Rabbi Kiva responded, Kadesh Nitzel Anu Behem Medina Shel Gehenim. Rashi explains that tzedakah matzelus megehenim kedarmin lekamem b'shmeitzin, and as we will see later on in the Gemara continued that Tunis Rufus Harasha responds to Rabbi Kiva, Adu Rabba, that l'chir the opposite is true, zu shemechiavtu legehenim, by the fact that you're giving tzedakah taniyim, that will actually cause you to be chayiv in gehenim. Emshel l'chamashel l'ma'adav v'doyma, as I will give you a mashal, that what is this similar to? Tunis Rufus will compare HaKadosh Baruch Hu to someone that is an odin over an eved, and of course we know that Klai Yisrael is considered Avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore Tunis Rufus said to Rabbi Kiva that L'ma'adav v'dayma l'melech basav v'dam shekos al avdoi, to a melech basav v'dam that got angry as a servant, v'chavshu v'beis asurim, and he threw him into a dungeon, v'tziva olav shaloi l'achiloi v'shaloi l'ashkaisai, and he commanded regarding this Eved that no one should feed him and no one should give him anything to drink, and v'holach adam echad v'achilu v'ashkau, and one person had rachmanis on this Eved and he gave him to eat and gave him to drink, k'shishama melech l'kaisla. Don't you think that when the Melech hears about it, he will be angry? And you are called Avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenema Kli B'nei Yisrael Avodim. And therefore, by this Oni not having money, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw this Oni into a dungeon and said not to give him anything to eat or drink, and you're going and supporting this Oni, and certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be angry at you. And Amalei Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva said that instead of comparing Klal Yisrael to Avodim, we will compare Klal Yisrael to the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Em Shiluch HaMashal L'ma'adai V'dayma. And then I'll bring you a mashal, and what is this compared to? L'melech b'sav adam shekos al b'nai, to a king of flesh and blood that got angry at his child, v'chavshu v'beis asurim, and he put him into jail, v'tziv alav shalei l'achil v'shalei l'ashkeisai, and he told people not to feed him and not to give him anything to drink, v'holach adam echav v'achilu v'ashkeu, and then a person went and gave the son to eat and drink, k'shishama melech l'derim m'shagaloi, so certainly when the melech hears about it, certainly he'll be happy, and certainly he'll send a present to the person that took care of his son, in manan. And we are called the sons and children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk says in Pashas Re'eh, Bonim Atem L'Hashem L'Kechem. And the Gemara continues, Amalai, so Tunis Rufus HaRasha said to Rabbi Kiva, Atem Kuyim Bonim V'Kuyim Avodim, that L'Chayud is a stira, as the Pasuk calls you the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Pesukim also call you the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it must be, B'zman Sha'atem Tz'eisim Yisrael Shalmakim Atem Kuyim Bonim, that you're only called children when you're doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, B'zman Sha'in Atem Yisrael Shalmakim Atem Kuyim Avodim, at a time that you're not acting properly and you're not doing the Ratzon Hashem, then you call that Vadim, and V'achshav Inatim Eisim Yitzayin Shal Makim. And as we know, Rabbi Kiva lived right after Bayesheni, and therefore was at a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael was in Golis, and therefore Tunis Rufus Taina was that right now you call that Vadim, and therefore you should not have the mitzvah of tzedakah. And Amaloi and Rabbi Kiva responded, Hareo Eimer, that we already saw the Pasuk in Yeshaya that states, Halei Paris L'Ra'ev Lachmech, and he explained, Amosai Aniyim Rudim Tavi Bayis, when is the time that the Aniyim Rudim are coming into the Beis HaMikdash and are coming against Klal Yisrael? Ha'idna, that is right now, and as Rashi said previously, that this is referring to the kingdom of Rome that keeps taking the money of Klal Yisrael and keeps charging them taxes. And even so, the Ka'amah, the Pasuk tells us, that even during these difficult times, we have a chiyuv to give tzedakah and to help out aniyim. And the Gemara continues, Darsh Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shalom, Kishem Shebezeinesu Shal Adam Ketzuvalim Roshana Ad Roshana, or some agers Ad Rim Kippurim, Kachasuinesu Shal Adam Ketzuvalim Roshana Ad Rosh Hashanah, or Roshana Ad Rim Kippurim. Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shalom Dashin, that just like the mezainis of a person is set for him from Roshana until Roshana or until Yom Kippur, similarly his expenses are also set for him from Roshana until Roshana or until Yom Kippur. And Zachal paris l'ra'iv lachbecha, and if you'll be zeicha and you'll give tzedakah, so then your money will be spread out to the aniyim and will be used for mitzvahs and will be used in order to support aniyim. However, lo zeicha, if a person's not zeicha to give tzedakah, v'aniyim rudim tavi bayis, then ultimately he will still have the expenses, and ultimately the goyim will come and take away his money. And Rashi at the top of the Amud states, zeicha l'mazel tov yitin oisei chesaron l'aniyim. And when the Gemara and Daf Tes brought a similar memra, Rashi states as well, zeicha l'mazel tov, and the Iyun Yaakov states that this is actually a tois atvus, as really it stated lamin mem tes, and was Rashi Teves, and the printer thought that it was l'mazel tov, but it really means l'maisim tovim, that if a person is zeicha to do maisim tovim, then his money will go for good things. And the Gemara brings a story, kahad b'nei achte Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, that there was a story with the nephews of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, who were the sons of the sister of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, and chazlu b'chumma, and Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai saw in a chaloim, ba'ol l'mechsa sheva me'edinri, that there was a gzira that during that year they would lose 700 dinrin, a shinu, shakum and out till tzedakah, and therefore the entire year he kept bothering them to give tzedakah, and eventually convinced them to give a lot of tzedakah during the year, but pashka ba'u shiv sedinri, but at the end of the year they only gave 683 dinarim to tzedakah, and therefore they still had another 17 dinarim that they had to lose, and kimata mali yemik de kipuri, and when Erev Yom Kippur came, shadol de bekes in naktinu, and the bekesa came and took away 17 dinarim from them, and some agurias kimati mali rosh hashanah, and amalu Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai said to them, loitit cholon, you should not be nervous and scared that maybe the Caesar will come and seize more of your assets and more of your property, and amalu lay, and he asked Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, minoyadat, how do you notice? Amalu, he said to them, chalma chazeluchu, I had a dream about you, and I saw that you will lose 700 dinarin, since you already gave 683 dinarin, therefore I knew that you're only going to lose 17 dinarim from the Caesar, and if you already knew about this from your dream, then why didn't you just tell us to give 700 dinarim to tzedakah, and you should have told us about your dream? And Amaluhun Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai said to them, Amino kihechit ta'avdu mitzvah lishma, I want to make sure that when you're going to go and give tzedakah, you're doing it lishma, and not because of the dream. And Rashi states that the dream happened by Matzayim and Kippurim, and the Bach changes it to the Matzayim Rosh Hashanah, as we explained beforehand, that is a question our Gemara, if someone's panasa is from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, or from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippurim, and this is a sugya that's relevant to Masechtas Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tazayin. And the Gemara continues, Rapapa v'salg bedaga, Rapapa was going up a ladder, ishtamet karoi, and he slipped, and boilu maple, and he almost fell, so cholish daitoi, so he had chalisha das, and oma hashta kain, and he said, if I would have fallen off the ladder, and potentially I would have died, then it would have turned out that I fell off the ladder, which is a form of skila, and I would have died with the same misa that someone that is mechal Shabbos or Eved Avodah Zarah receives. And Rashi explains that where Papa stayed in Chayiv Man the son-in-law, Ka'adam Shetoyle Kalas B'Chaveri, that of course Papa was referring to himself, and he didn't want to say that he would be Chayiv like someone that is mechal Shabbos or Eved Avodah Zarah, and he was Toyle Kalas B'Chaveri. And Rashi explains mechal Shabbos V'Eved Avodah Kachavim B'Skila, V'Amar Mishnas Chayiv B'Skila, Oynefel Menagag L'Chayiv D'Sasay D'Dam L'Skila. That nowadays that the Sanhedrin and Bezin doesn't have the power to give skila, so someone that's chayav skila or neifel menagag either will fall off a roof or chayav der sasai or chayav will trample on him the dumb of the skila the tnan base of skila he gavoy shtei kaimis etc. Now Gemara continues omle chiyu barab mi difti lar papa shemay oni bal yadcha vali penan sasai, that maybe the reason why you would be chayav skila is possibly because an oni came to you and you didn't give him panasa, and actually we saw in daf tesem alav that that actually occurred, as we saw hu anya davi machsal upsachim da osel kamid lar papa, and we saw that even though Rapapa was the Gabbai Tzedakah, but since this Oni was capable to be Machsal Psachim, therefore Rapapa did not feel the need to give him Panasa. And how do we know that if you don't give an Oni Panasa, that you're potentially going to be Chayim Misa, just like you are Ivrei David Zara? The Tanya, as the Brisa teach us, Rabbi Shuben Kacha Imeh, Kalamalam Inam Minat Tzedakah, Kilo Ivrei David Zkechavim. If someone closes their eyes and doesn't give Tzedakah, it's as if he was Ivrei David Zara, as Ksiv Hachet says in Pastor's Re'ei, Benegei Tzedakah, Hisham Lecha, Paniyah David Imuvecha Blial, and therefore a person won't give a loan to their neighbor and to their friend. And Viksiv Hasam and Bedigia in Eridachas, the Pasuk states, Yotzu Anoshim Bnei Bilial Bikibecha, Vayadichu Es Yeshvi Irim Lema, Nelcha Vinavda, Lehim Achirim, Ashilu Yedatem, Mal Alon, Avedis Gechavim, and just like Bedigia in Eridachas, we're referring to Avedis Gechavim, therefore someone that doesn't support his friend, and Afkan Avedis Gechavim, and when you don't support your friend, it's considered like you're Iver Avedizara, and potentially that is why you would have been chayiv this oynish. The Gemara continued, Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, Amar Blaz Rabisi called Tzedakah v'chesed, she saw Isim Be'ilam Hazeh, that because of the great Tzedakah and Chesed the Klai Yisrael does in Olam Hazeh, Shalom Godol, Paklitin Gedolim Be'Yisrael, Lavi and Sheba Shemaim, it creates a great peace and great defense attorneys that will intercede between Klai Yisrael and the Father in Heaven and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as Rashi says, Paklitin Melitzi Yosha Shel Malachi Asharis. And how do we notice, as the Pasuk in Yirmiyah states, Ki Choya Ma'ashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stated, Al Tova Beis Merzeach, Val Telech Luspoid, Val Tonid Lahem, Ki Yisafti Yishloimim Me'isa Omazeh, No Ma'ashem, Es HaChesef Es Rachmim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that because of the Averis that Klai Yisrael did, therefore I have gathered away my peace from this nation, and it's because they haven't done Chesed and Rachmim, and it's Mashmah, if they would have done Chesed and Rachmim, then there would have been peace between Klai Yisrael and between Hashem. And as the Gemara says, Chesed Zu Gemilas Chesedim, the word Chesed refers to Gemilas Chesed, and Rachmim Zu Tzedakah, and Rachmim is referring to someone doing Tzedakah. The Gemara continues, Tani will enter Brice of Yehuda Ime, Gedele Tzedakah, Shem Karev says Agula, how great is Tzedakah as it brings the Geula closer. Shenam, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Koya Ma Hashem, Shimru Mishpat Vasu Tzedakah, Ki Krevi Yeshuasi Lava, Vitzitkasi Loi Galois, that you should make sure to do Mishpat and to do Tzedakah, because if you do so, then my Yeshua will come, and Mida Kenega Mida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do Tzedakah with Klal Yisrael and bring Mashiach. The Gemara continues, Hu Haya Imer, Rabbi Yehuda said the following, Asar Dvarim Kashim Nivu Ba'ilam, there are 10 very hard or very strong items in this world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Number one, Har Kasha, a mountain is very strong, Barzel Mechatchoi, and even so, iron could cut it, Barzel Kasha, iron is very strong and very hard, but even so, Esh Mefafoi, fire will melt iron, and Esh Kasha, and fire is very strong, Mayim Mechabinoi Soi, and even so, water will extinguish it, Mayim Kashim, water is strong, Avim Sevonoi Soi, and even so, the clouds will evaporate the water, and will be able to hold the water, Avim Kashim, and clouds are strong, even so, Ruach Mefazrasan, the wind is stronger, and will blow the cloud away, and Ruach Kasha, Guf Sevloi, that even though the wind is very strong, however, a body could be Sevil the wind, and that is the eighth item, and as Taisus of Masechet Brachos on Nafsamacham and Bay states, Adam Oisenoid, Afilu Yeshbe Nekav Echad, Molly Machat, Sitkis, Haruach Yoitzai, Ve'in Yach Lishma Bayayin, that if a person makes a jug, and there's even one small hole, then certainly it can't hold air, and the jug won't even be able to hold wine. However, Kadosh Baruch Hu Baran, a covenant of Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with many openings, V'shoim HaRuach, She'in Yoitzai Menu, and even so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that the air that we need to survive doesn't escape. And the Gemara continues, Guf Kasha, that a body is very strong, and Pachat Shevrei, but if a person gets very scared and frightened, that breaks his body, and it breaks his spirit, and Pachat Kasha, that even though Pachat is very strong, Yayim Afigai, Yayim will be able to calm a person down, and if a person drinks wine, then they'll feel calmer, and Yayim Kasha, Shinim HaKasai, and even though wine has a very strong quality, however, if you go to sleep, that will take away the effect of the wine, Umisa Kasha Mikulam, and Misa is stronger than all of them, and as the Bachas Geres, Umisa Kasha Mishina, and as we know that Shina is 1/60th of death, and therefore Misa is 60 times as strong as sleep, and the Gemara finally states, Tzedakah Matzalos Ben HaMisa, and Tzedakah is so strong that it could save a person from Misa, the Chsev Tzedakah Tatzal Mavis, as the Pasuk in Mishlei states, that Tzedakah will save someone from death, even though if you count this list, we actually have 11 items. However, some explain that since Shina is 1/60th of death, therefore we don't count Shina and Misa as two separate items, and therefore there are actually 10 different items. And some explain that Misa is not counted, as that is not something that is required for the world, and it's not something that was created for the world, but it's only something that came afterwards because of Chatayim and because of the Chet of Adam Rishayin. And the Gemara continues, Darash Rab destroyed Rab Yanai, Bayur Eish, like Kamis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Bas Vadam, come and see how the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not similar to the way of Bas Vadam. Midas Bas Vadam, Adam Mevi Derin Gadol HaMelech, Safek Mekabal Yisrael Yemenu, Safek Ein Mekabal Yisrael Yemenu, that if a person brings a major present to a king, there's a possibility that he'll accept it, there's also a possibility that he won't accept it, as we know, Sayyidina Matanus Yechia, the Imtim Salaim Mekabal Yisrael Yemenu, and even will accept a gift from you, Safek Raya Pnei Melech, Safek Ein Raya Pnei Melech, there's a potential that you'll be able to have an audience with the king, and there's also a potential that the king won't even grant you an audience with him. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Inu Kein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that, as Adam Nisim Prutal Ani, if a person gives a Pruta to an Ani, Zoichu Mekabal Pnei Shechina, he'll automatically be able to be Mekabal Pnei Shechina, Shenem, as the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Ani B'tzedek Echso Penecha, Ezba B'hakitz Tumun Asecha, and the Pashas of the Pasuk speaks about Tchiyas HaMesim, however we dash in the Reisha, that because a person gives Tzedakah, then they will be able to have the Schos to see HaKadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Gemara will dash in the second part of the Pasuk in a moment, and the Gemara continues, Rabbi Elazar Yar Putalani Vahadu Matzli, that only after Rabbi Elazar gave tzedakah to an ani did he daven, as Omar, as he stated, the chsiv, as the Pasuk states, Ani B'tzedek Echsepanecha, and the Gemara continues, My Ezba B'hakas Tumun Asecha, what does the end of this Pasuk mean? Aram Nachma Yitzchak, Eilu Talmid Chomim Shem Manad and Shina Meineim Ba'il Mazeh, that this is referring to Talmid Chomim that withhold sleep from their eyes, and they don't sleep in Ilum Azeh, Vakash Baruch Mazbim, Miziv Ashkino, Ilum Abba, and Ilum Abba, Akash Baruch will let them enjoy the radiance of Akash Baruch in Ilum Abba. And the Gemara continues, Amra Bechron, Maidich Siv, what does it mean in Pasuk and Mishle, Malva Hashem, Chenin Dal, Ugumula Yishalim Loi? Bechron explains, in Molly Mikro Kosov, if not for the fact that the Terry writes such a Lashin, E. Efshala Imroi, it's impossible to have said this, as Kaviochal, it says almost Akash Baruch stated, Avid Loivil Ish Malva, that by the fact that you gave money to an ani, then it's considered like a Kodesh Baruch Hu borrowed from you, and therefore a Kodesh Baruch Hu is considered a borrower. And we know that the Pasuk in Mishlei states, Eved Loivil Ish Malva, and it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a servant of a person that gives tzedakah. And the Gemara continues, Amr Abchir Ba'aba, Amr Abyechron, Siv, the Pasuk in Mishlei states, Lo Yoyal Hoyin Biyoyim Evra, U Tzedakah Tatzel Mimavis, Viksiv, and the Pasuk in Mishlei also states, Lo Yoyilu Oitzweis Resha, U Tzedakah Tatzel Mimavis, Rabbi Yechron is bothered, state Tzedakah Halal Lama, why did the Psukim in Perak Yud and Perak Yud Aleph and Mishlei have to say a similar idea and say Tzedakah Tatzel Mimavis, and it must be discussing two different types of tzedakahs? And he explains, Achashim Tzilasim and Misa Mishana, one of these are telling us that it saves you from having a Misa Mishana, Vachashim Tzilasim Medina Shal Gehenim, and one type of tzedakah saves a person from being judged harshly in Gehenim, the Ezehi Shem Tzilasim Medina Shal Gehenim, and which Pasuk is referring to saving someone from Din of Gehenim, Hahudach Sibbe Evra, that is the Pasuk that speaks about Evra, which is Pasuk Dalin in Perak Yud Aleph that states, Lo Yoyal Hoyin Biyim Evra, Utzadokah Tatzel Mavis. How do we know that Evra refers to Gehenim? Ichsiv, as the Pasuk in Sephaniah states, Yoyim Evra, Yoyim Ahu, Yoyim Tsar Mitsuka, Yoyim Shoya Umashoya, Yoyim Choshech Vafela, Yoyim Onan Varafel. And the Gemara now is, Ve'ezu Hi, Shemetzilasim Misa Mishana, and which type of Tzadokah is the type of Tzadokah that will save someone from Misa Mishana? And we continue in Daf Yudam and Beis, Naisna Ve'ini Yidei Lami Naisna, Naitla Ve'ini Yidei Lami Naitla. It's referring to one of the highest forms of tzedakah, where someone gives tzedakah anonymously, and the ani doesn't know who gave him tzedakah, and also the person that gave the tzedakah doesn't know who he's giving the tzedakah to. And the Gemara explains, then when the Gemara stated that you give tzedakah and you don't know who you gave it to, that's coming to exclude from the way that Ma'ukva gave tzedakah, as even though he gave tzedakah in a very nice way, as the Gemara teaches us in Masechtas Ketubos, that Ma'ukva have a shadi la'anya de shavusei kol yoy ma'abazuze b'tzinur d'dasha, that Ma'ukva used to slip 4 zuz into his neighbor's door slot or into a hole in the neighbor's door. In that case, Haresha Oni any idea mimin leidla, that even though the Oni did not know who gave it to him, however, Ma'ukva certainly knew who he was giving the tzedakah to. And the Gemara continues, and when the Gemara says that the major way of giving tzedakah is to make sure that when the person takes tzedakah, he doesn't know who he's getting the tzedakah from, lafukim Rab Abba, that's coming to exclude from the way that Rab Abba gave tzedakah, as Rashi brings down, that Rab Abba would wrap his money in a suda and he would throw it in back of him, and he would go into an area that he knew they would do Aniyim, and Aniyim would come and take money, and Rab Abba didn't know who was taking money, but certainly the Aniyim knew that they were taking the money from Rab Abba. And the Gemara continues, what should you do in order to make sure that the Ani doesn't know that you're giving him tzedakah and you don't know who you're giving to? You should give it to the Gadbai who should give it out tzedakah, and this way you don't know who you're giving it to, and the Aniyim don't know who the benefactor is. And let's see the only Taisis on Daf Yudam and Aleph, and Taisis is Vim Taima Adarabba Zoshi Mitzvah Rabba. If this is such a great mitzvah, Hoyle Lahatzel Medina Shal Gehenim Shu Rabbi Yisa, so Lachayu, this should save a person from the Din of Gehenim, and shouldn't only save a person from Misa Mishuna. And Taisis answers, but I'm read the Rei Dvarim Ein Einu Adam Eilu Mazeh, that most things don't give Schar to a person in Einu Mazeh, El La'achamisa, and it only gives them Schar La'achamisa, of Eilu Mazeh, Ein Einu Adam El Mitzvah Kedoylais, Kedithan, as we learned in the Mishnah Mesechtas Kedushin, and Mesechtas Peah, Eilu Dvarim Shadam Eichel Peah Seirim Beilu Mazeh, Vakaren Kiyamas Eilu Mabah, Lekach Kama, Da Filim Misa Mishuna, Da Hav Beilu Mazeh Matzeles, as certainly this would save someone from the Din of Gehenim, but by giving tzedakah in this way, it will even have effect in Eilu Mazeh, and it will save you from Misa Mishuna. And since the Gemara states that by giving tzedakah, it will save someone from Din of Gehenim, so even though it's mashma that a person that gives tzedakah while he's alive will be saved lasid lavay from Din of Gehenim, and it's referring to the person himself, however, the Shibbolah, like it says, and v'hu shenagul haskin neshamais v'liyas achayim noisnim b'avu ha'mesim moisil tzedakah, achrei moisom sheyoyel lehem. And he also brings that in the Medrash it says that when the pasuk says kapla am chrisol elu achayim asher bediso elu amesim shemiskapim b'momen achayim ayin shom. And the Gemara continues meisvei that how can you say that the best way to give tzedakah is to go and give your money into the anik kishol tzedakah? But the Brisa states mayasa adam v'yu loy banim zcharim. What should a person do in order to be zeicha to have children that are males? Rabbi Lezer ima yifazim oisal aniim. Rabbi Lezer says he should make sure to give a lot of money to aniim. Rabbi Shua ima yisamach ishtoy l'dvar mitzvah, that he should make sure to pleasure his wife. And as Rashi says l'dvar mitzvah l'fnei tashmish. And Rabbeinu Gershom states that even shloy b'shasei nasa, you should make sure to have tashmish with your wife. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov ima lo yitin adam prut l'aniki shel tzedakah elin kim munale kerb chananya ben tradyan. That Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov teaches us that a person should not place his money into the aniki shel tzedakah unless the gabbai is someone of the stature of Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyan, and therefore we see that it's not such a good idea to distribute money to aniyim by placing it in the aniki shel tzedakah. And the Gemara answers, "Ki kamrinon the mamni ala ker Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyan that in a chenami that we said before that the proper way to give tzedakah is by putting it in the aniki shel tzedakah." We're referring to a scenario where the gabbai tzedakah was on the level of Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyan, and ayin in the top tesis where Taisa points out, "Pirish neman kamoisoi they trusted like Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyan." Avot tzadik kamoisid loy, that certainly you don't have to be a tzadik like Chananya ben Tradyan. The gaboyim do bimei amroim lohir tzadikin kamoisai. As certainly the gaboyim during the times of amroim were not as great as Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyan. And the Gemara continued. Amar Ravo stated, "Amar Moshe l'fnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu." Moshe said in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Rabbeinu shleilum b'met harim karen Yisrael." With what chus will Klai Yisrael's glory be uplifted? And Amar Loi Hakadosh Baruch Hu responded, "Bichisisa," by giving tzedakah. And as Rashi says, "In basal lasis roshim bagba." If you want to lift up their glory, then you should take tzedakah from them. And Rabbeinu Geshem explained that when he said b'chisisa, he's referring to pasuk in kisisa that states v'nasnu ish kaifin afshai. And the Gemara continues, "But Ravo and Ravo stated another memor, shalu Shleim ben David that they ish Shleim ben David at hechin koichin shel tzedakah. How great is the strength and power of tzedakah?" Amalhen and Shleim responded to them, "Tzuru ma pirish David abba that go and see how my father explained this as he stated in Tehillim pizan." David stated that if someone gives a lot of money for tzedakah, then the tzedakah will remain forever and his strength will be exalted forever with kavod. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Abba says that the actual reward for giving tzedakah we learn from the following pasuk in Yeshaya, as the pasuk states, "Hu merim yishkai mitzadei sloyim miskabai lachmei nita meim of nemanim." Rabbi Abba explains, "Matam merim yishkai mitzadei sloyim miskabai," and why is it that a person has a schus to live on a high place and to be completely protected is mishum de lachmoy nitan umeibum nermanim, is because he gave bread to poor people and he made sure to give drinks to poor people and to people that were thirsty. And the Gemara continues, "Ba'am Ravo and another member of Ravo, Shalu Ashleimah, the Ishleimah Melech, Ezel Ben Aylam Abba, who is considered Ben Aylam Abba." And Amar Lahem, Ashleimah said to them, "Kol shekeneged zekeinu of kavod," that if someone is honored when they're older based on their chachma, not based on the wealth, then that is someone that will be zeichel to ilma ba. And as we know, the lashon of zakein is zeshe kana chachma. The Gemara continues, "Ki hadi Yosef b'Rabbi Yehoshua," just like the story by Yosef b'Rabbi Yehoshua, "cholish ingud," that he got very sick and he actually died, and his neshama went to Shemayim. Then he was resuscitated, and Amalei Avu and his father said to them, "My chazis, what do you see in Shemayim?" Amalei and responded, "Ilum hafachrisi, I saw an upside down world, al yoyim lamata, people that in this world are considered al yoyim." As Rashi says, that those people are given honor in this world because they're wealthy on a lower madriga in that world and in the ba, and v'tachtayin l'mata, and as Rashi states, and I saw people that in this world are aniyim, are not given respect, but in that world they are afforded a lot of respect because they're great talmid chamim and they were tzaddikim. And the Gemara tells us, Amalei, so Rabbi Shua said to his son Yosef, "Baru isa," that you saw things clearly, and that's actually the way it is. And the Gemara continues, "Banan hechazisinon," and Rabbi Shua asked his son, "And how are we perceived in Oinu Abba?" And Amalei and Rabbi Yosef said, "Ki hechad chashvin hachi," just like you chashav over here, chashvin hasam, you also chashav over there, and there is no difference. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yosef said, "B'shemati shara imrim," that I heard that they said, "Ashri misha balukam v'tamul b'yadai," that how fortunate is someone that comes to Oinu Abba and he has his learning in his hands and he remembers whatever he learned. And famously, the Mashal says, "V'tamud b'yadai," that a person should write down everything he learns, and that's what the Gemara means when it says "V'tamuda biyadai v'shemati sho'emim." And I also heard that they said "Harigu malchus in kalbari yichilam mechitzasan." That in Olam Haba there was no one that could stand within the mechitzas of those that were killed by the Roman government. And the Gemara asked, "Man ninu, who are these people that he was referring to that were killed by the Roman government?" Elim Rabbi Kiva Chaverev. If you're going to say it's Rabbi Kiva and his friends referring to the Asari Rugin Malchus, Meshum Rugin Malchus Vesulai, do you think that the reason why you can't get into Mechitza Rabbi Kiva and the Asari Rugin Malchus is because they were Moshe Nashim Al Kiddush Hashem and they died Al Kiddush Hashem? Of course, they had many others Chusim and Pshita B'Lavachinami, and it's Pasha that even without having been killed by the Roman government, they would also have been in their own separate Mechitza and they would have had great Chusim. And therefore, the Gemara says, Al Arugin Lud, that's referring to those that were killed in Lud, and as Rashi brings down Lulainus Upapas Achim, that there were two brothers named Lulainus and Papas, Shahogum Tunis Rufus Harasha Balukia, that they were killed by Tunis Rufus Harasha in Ludkia, which is called Lud, Kenarminum Mesechlis Tainis, as we learned in the Gemara Mesechlis Tainis, Ayedig Zirish, Nigzer Al Yisrael, Lahashmed Al Shanimsis, Basmel Haruga, Vichoshir Yisrael La, that there was a princess that was found dead, and of course the Goyim blamed the Jews, and therefore they made Xira to go and kill all the Jews, and even though these two brothers did not kill her, but these brothers got up for Amru and they said, "Malachem al Yisrael, why are you going against all of Klal Yisrael? On her Genua, we killed her." They were actually executed, and that is whom they were referring to when they said in Shemayim, "Harugim Malchus in Kolberi Yecholama b'Mechitzasan." And we explained the words Al Yehim Lamatov Tachtein Lamagla as Rashi explained it. However, Ayin Tesis Perish Rach the Amru Hagoinim Shekabalu Biyadam Rab Mipi Rav the Olam Hafach Chaynu Shirosh Shmuel Davi Yosef Kamed Rabbi Yehuda, that he saw that Shmuel, who was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yehuda, was actually sitting in front of Rabbi Yehuda, who was his Talmud, and the reason why Rabbi Yehuda was zeichet to this is Meshum the Micha b'Shmuel beperp me'behema gabei ahi issa the asya v'tzvacha kamei de Shmuel v'loy ashkak ba amale Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda said to Shmuel lestly lamar oitem oznei mezakas dal etc. And therefore, because of that tzchus, Shmuel actually had to sit in front of Rabbi Yehuda instead of the opposite. And the Gemara continues. Tani b'lin to the brayso amale Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh l'talmidav Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh said to his Talmidim, "Bonai ma'u shoma akosav tzedaka turemim goy v'chesel umim chatos," that by giving tzedakah that exalts a nation, and the chesed of nations is an avera. And Rabbi Yechim was bothered that l'chira it seems to be a stira, and how could it be that the pasuk is telling us that by doing chesed it would be considered an avera? And also the beginning of the pasuk talks about a goy, which refers to one nation, and then the sefer of the pasuk talks about the umim, which talks about nations in the plural format. And the Gemara will now bring six different explanations, five from the Talmidim Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, and finally at the end we will see the way Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai understands this pasuk. And the Gemara states, "Nen Rabbi Elezer v'Amar." Rabbi Elezer got up and stated, "Tzedakah Torim Goy Eli Yisrael," that the pasuk is referring to Klal Yisrael. Nichsev as the pasuk in Shmuel Beis states, "Umikam Chisol Goy Echa Ba'aretz," and therefore we see that Klal Yisrael is considered a singular nation, and that's why it says it Blashi Nachud V'Chesed Umim Chatos. And when the Torah tells us that by doing kindness, that's considered a chet, called tzedakah v'chesed she'umus oivdik chavim oisin chetu lehen, that even though the umus oivim may do tzedakah and chesed, but it's actually an avera that they're doing, she'einam oisin el lezgadol boy, that the only reason why they're doing tzedakah and chesed is only for self-serving purposes, and in order to have schusim, and in order to live longer. K'moy shenema, and as the pasuk states in Ezra, b'negeya da'yavish, that the Yavish told Ezra, that "I'm giving you supplies, I'm giving you food for the people in Eretz Yisrael, l'heven mahakravan nechoichin le'elosh ma'aya, this should be a schus for me, that they should be able to bring kabanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they should daven for the life of the king and for my children." The Gemara asked, "Are you telling me that if someone gives tzedakah al menashe yichya b'ni, or for other ulterior motives, then it's not considered tzedakah gemura?" But we learned to the brayso, if someone says that I'm giving a tzedakah to tzedakah in order that I should have a schus that my child should live, or in order that I should be zeich l'ayin l'abba, harizet tzadik gamor, then that person is considered tzadik gamor. How can you say that if a guy gives tzedakah for an ulterior motive, then it's considered a chet? And the Gemara answers, like kasha, kam be yisrael, kam be v'kechavim, that in the chanami there's a difference when a yisrael does something for an ulterior motive, or a guy does something for ulterior motives, as if a yisrael does something for ulterior motives. However, ultimately, if his son will die, or if another tragedy will befall him, then certainly he will not say that I'm toya al sha'ava. Rashi states, Yisrael died from Shemayim, Bein Yichya, Bein Lo Yichya, Einu Mahara, Achamidah Sadin, Avu Akam, Einu Neisin, Elam Naskein, Bim Lav Mischaret. However, when a guy gives gives tzedakah al menashe yichyu b'ni, then if his son doesn't live, then he'll be mischaret. And the Rishonim are bothered that how could the Gemara say harizet tzadik gomor if all he did was that he gave tzedakah? And Rashi says harizet tzadik gomor al dov vizel machshav vizu, that regarding this act of tzedakah and regarding this machshava, that it's considered a tzadik gomor. But in a chenami, certainly if he did multiple averis, that will certainly counteract any tzedakah and any chesed that this person did. And some are actually gurus in our Gemara harizet tzedakah gemura instead of harizet tzadik gomor. And Ayin Rashi Masechtas Rosh Hashanah that states in Rogel Kach that the only time that we say is the tzadik gomor is only if he's Rogel Kach, and this is something that he generally does, and he gives a lot of tzedakah. And the Ritva Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Dalet states Kam Yisrael Pirish Yisraelim Eden Nischa Ba'il Mazeh Eden Choshesh Ki Maimin Hu Ba'il Maba Avol Umas Ha'ilam Kesh Eden Nischa Mekal B'Malchoy Uvelakov. And the Gemara continues with the second pshat. Then Rabbi Shua V'Omar, Rabbi Shua responded to Rabbi Chaim Zakkai, and he tried to explain the pasuk as follows: Tzedakah Toreim Goy Elu Yisrael Dechsev Umikam Chi Yisrael Goy Echad. As we explain, V'Chesed Umim Chatos Kol Tzedakah V'Chesed She Umas Oyvim Chavim Oisin Chetulen Shein Oisin Al Kadesh To Mashal Machusan. As the reason why they're going to do tzedakah is in order that the Malchus should have a kiyum and that he should be able to continue in the Malchus and their kingdom. Shenem, as the pasuk says in Ezra, after Nebuchadnezzar had a dream that he would lose his kingdom, and he went to Ezra for advice. And Ezra told him, Lahein Malkom, Milki Yishbar Loch, Vichatach, Bitzdaka Prug, Valvayasach, Bimichana Noyen, Haintave Archolish Levosech. You should take my advice, and you should give tzedakah, and in that merit, you'll be able to have a longer kingdom, and you won't die immediately. And ultimately, Nebuchadnezzar did so, and he lived another 12 months. And once again, the only reason why Nebuchadnezzar was charitable was only for ulterior motives, and only for a side benefit. And Ayin Mefarshim would explain what is the difference between the Teretz of Rabbi Elazar and the Teretz of Rabbi Yeshua. And the Gemara continued, Nen Rabbi Gamliel v'Amar, when Gamliel responded to Rabbi Chaim ben Zakkai, and he explained as follows: Tzedakah Toreim Goy Dechsev Umikam Chisol Goy Echa Ba'aretz. As we stated, V'Chesel Umim Chatos Called Tzedakah V'Chesel Shalim Dechavim Oisin Chetu Lehen Shein Oisin Anlis Yarboy. That the only reason why they're giving tzedakah is only in order to glorify themselves through giving tzedakah. V'Chol Misyar Noif Beganim. And we know that anyone that becomes a Balgaiva goes to Gehenim, Shenema, Zod Yore, Late Shemai, Oisub Every Zodain. And we see that someone that is a Balgaiva goes to Gehenim, and as the Gemara states, Vein Ever El Gehenim, that the Lashon Ever refers to Gehenim, Shenema, as the Pasuk in Sefania states regarding Gehenim, Yoim Ever Hayoim Ahu. The Gemara continues, Amr Rav Gamliel, Rav Gamliel stated, Adayin Anu Tzuchel Maidoi, however, we still need the Pshat Maidoi, which is referring to Rabbi Elazar HaMaidoi, who came from a city next to Yerushalayim called Maidian, and Rabbi Elazar HaMaidoi Ema, and Rabbi Elazar HaMaidoi stated, Tzedakah Toreim Goy Eilu Yisrael Dechsev Mikam Chisol Goy Echa Ba'aretz V'Chesel U'mim Chatas Kol Tzedakah V'Chesel She'akam Oysen Chetul Lehen She'in Oysen Al Charef Oysen Ubay. That the only reason why a Goy does charitable acts is in order to show that they're better than Klai Yisrael, in order to denigrate Klai Yisrael, and in order to make sure that Klai Yisrael will receive Einshin. And Shenem, as the Pasuk in Yirmiyah states, that when Nebuzaradan was sending Klai Yisrael into Golis, so he told Yirmiyah the following, V'yovay V'yasa Hashem Kashadiber Ki Chatosim L'Hashem V'lo Shematam B'koyloi V'hoylo Chamadov Azeh. That the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this to Klai Yisrael is because we don't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why Klai Yisrael deserved this punishment. And the bottom Taisis of Amid, Taisis points out that how do we know that at that point Nebuzaradan was doing tzedakah? And Taisis states, V'isa Shah Asa Tzedakah Shah Yenira K'mekanet L'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Inami Shah Yimates Yirmiyah Minazikim K'dechsevasam. Or because at that moment he was actually releasing Yirmiyah from the chains and from shackles. And the Gemara continues with the fifth explanation, that the actual proper way to read this pasuk is that Klai Yisrael does tzedakah and they do chesed, and that uplifts Klai Yisrael. And this part of the pasuk is referring to Yisrael, and based on the pasuk of Mikam Chisol Goy Echa Ba'aretz Ulu'umim Chatos. And then the pasuk continues and states that the nations will only have chatayim and will only have averis. And the Gemara continues, Amar Lahem Rabbi Chaim ben Zakkai L'Talmidav Niron Divrei Rabbi Chunin ben Akana Midvarai U'Midvareichem. That I actually agree with the drasha that Rabbi Chunin ben Akana made, which is better than my drasha and better than the rest of the drashas that you made. Lefishu Nesin Tzedakah V'Chesed Yisrael Ulo'ivik Chavim Chatos, as he's making sure that Klai Yisrael has all the tzedakah and chesed, and the Ivik Chavim have only chatos and only averis. And the Gemara continues, Mechlal Duhunami Oma. By the fact Rabbi Chaim ben Zakkai said that I like the words of Rabbi Chunin ben Akana better than my words, so therefore it's mashmor that Rabbi Chaim ben Zakkai also had a pshat in the pasuk. And the Gemara asked, Mayi, so what is the pshat in the pasuk that Rabbi Chaim ben Zakkai gave, and the Gemara states that Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa, Omer Rabbi Chaim ben Zakkai, Rabbi Chaim ben Zakkai said to Talmidim, Kashem Shechachatas b'chaperes al Yisrael, just like when Klai Yisrael brings a korban chatas, that's mechapa al Klai Yisrael, kach tzedakah mechaperes al umas ha'ilam, so too tzedakah will be mechapa on the rest of the world and on umas ha'ilam. Rabbi Chaim ben Zakkai actually learns that the entire pasuk is referring to a goy, and the pasuk means tzedakah to rain goy v'chesed l'umam chatas, that tzedakah will uplift the goy, and his chesed is considered like a korban chatas. And the Gemara continues, if for Hormuz, Ime de Shvar Malka, if for Hormuz, who is the mother of the king of Persia, whose name was Shvar Malka, Shadra Abba Meya Dinri l'kamed Rab Ami, she sent 400 dinrin to Rab Ami in order to give tzedakah, v'leke blinu, and Rab Ami, who was the gabe tzedakah, was not mekabel this money from her, Shadrinu kamed Rava, and then she sent this money to Rava, the kablinu, and Rava accepted the money, Meshum Shloi Malchus, because of Shloi Malchus, Shamar Rab Ami Ikbid, and Rab Ami heard that Rava accepted the money, and he was makbid, and Oman Rab Ami stated, less lay does Rava not agree with the pasuk in Yeshaya that states, Yvoish Katsira Tishabarna, Noshim Boyis, Me'iris Isa, and as Rashi tells us, the pasuk is telling us, Keshetichla Zechush Shabiyadon, that the only time that we will be able to win against the Umus Ha'ilam is only when all the Schusim are removed from them, and they don't have any more Schusim, V'yavish Lechluchas Maisa Tzedakashlen, Oz Yishabru, and only at that point will be able to break out of their chains and be able to get out of Golis. And therefore Rabbi Ami felt that Rava shouldn't have taken the money for tzedakah from Ifer Hormiz. And the Gemara continues and once again tells us Rava Meshum Shloi Malchus, that though Ina Chanami Rava agreed to this point, however Ina Chanami Rava may have not taken the money from a regal guy, but in this case he took it because of Shalom Malchus. And the Gemara states Rabbi Ami Nami Meshum Shloi Malchus, and even Rabbi Ami agrees to the concept of Shalom Malchus, so why would he have a problem with Rava accepting the money? And the Gemara states the Boilum of that Lamaisa, when Rava took the money, he actually distributed the money to Aniyah Yisrael, and Rabbi Ami felt that he should have distributed the money to Aniyah of the Chavim and to Goyim. The Gemara states that in Chanami, Rava Nami, Aniyah of the Chavim Yavinu, Rava actually only gave the money to Aniyah of the Chavim, and he did not distribute this money to Aniyah Yisrael. And the Gemara is therefore bothered why Rabbi Ami was upset at Rava and why he was makbid. And the Gemara explains Rabbi Ami de Ikbidhu, and the reason why Rabbi Ami was makbid, and we continue Adaf Yud Aleph from an Aleph, Loisaimu Kamei, as they didn't tell him the rest of the story, and they didn't tell him that Rava actually distributed the money to Aniyah of the Chavim. And let's remember that at the bottom of Daf Chesam and Aleph, we had a similar story, and over there, Ifer Hormuz actually sent money to Rabbi Yosef, and actually specifically requested that our money should be distributed and used for a mitzvah rabbah, and the Gemara explained that mitzvah rabbah was pidyon shvuyin, and our Gemara, she didn't specify what she wanted her money to be used for, and therefore Rava used it for Aniyah of the Chavim. And we already spoke about the Taisis on Daf Chesam and Aleph, Yosef Rabbi Yosef HaKama'ayim Bar, where Taisis says that the reason why Rabbi Yosef accepted it was because of Shalom Malchus and Ayin Sham, if they used the money for Pidyon Shvuyim of Jews or for Pidyon Shvuyim of Goyim, Ayin and Taisis. And Rashi at the top of Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph also says a similar idea, as Rashi says, Leisamu Kamei, Drab Ami, Delania of the Kovim Chalkin Rava, and Bahachta Marin Lael, the Shadr Nami, Ifer Hormuz L'mitzvah Rabbah, that Ifer Hormuz sent money to Rabbi Yosef for a mitzvah rabbah, Meshum Shalom Malchus, Nami Kablinu, Rabbi Yosef accepted a Meshum Shalom Malchus, V'lo Efshalei L'chalkon L'Aniyah Yudchavim. Over there, Rabbi Yosef couldn't just give the money to Aniyah Yudchavim, as she specifically asked for a mitzvah rabbah, and since it's also Ligna Das of Yudchavim, therefore Rabbi Yosef had to use it for Pidyon Shvuyim of a Jew, as there is no mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim for a Goy. However, in our Gemara, where she just sent money for tzedakah, and she didn't actually specify what she wanted to go for, therefore, B'mayse Meshalkas L'Aniyim, Ein Gnevis Das, there is no Gnevis Das, the Inu Nami Yadi, because Goyim also knows she is so regilin l'fanis Aniyah Yudchavim, that the Jews would give money to Aniyah Yudchavim, Karimim Meshalkas Gittin, Mefarsan Aniyah Yudchavim, Aniyah Yisrael, Pleidak Yisholim. Finally, in that Goyis Ashri, he states, Sha'alti Maishnot Tzedakah, the Ein Mekabelmen, that why is in our Gemara that we state that it should be Mekabel money from a Goy for Tzedakah, and it was only Meshum Shloim Malchus that we accepted this money, when Maishnot Nedorim Nedorim is the Mekabelmen, and we know that we'll not accept Kabbonis in the base of Migdosh, then the Dorman Dovah is from a Goy. And he is Adirabo Nismach Adiraisa, Uchemoshe Bekabal in the Dorman Dovah is Kachna Kabal Tzedoko, Upirishli Marinu Rabba Vrom, Hatam, Lefish in the Dorman Dovah is Imboin Lechaper, Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.